I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So, cats. Cats.
Yeah.
Why isn't there a cat sound happening?
Oh,
there
sprinkles.
It is. Oh, there it is. We want to talk about catastrophes.
Yeah.
When a cat did something bad to you. When a cat killed your entire family. No, when a cat... So, there's a couple stories in the news, and we found some Reddit posts about it, and what... Not. And you know this, if you're one of these people and you're already getting your angry calligraphy like pen out, I'm going to write down we do doggy damage on the show all the
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
A driver, a Florida woman, is recovering from serious injuries after a cat jumped into her car and attacked her.
Yeah, crazy cat.
The cat attacked her, causing her to be run over by her own car.
So she tried to get out of the car, was moving or something?
She was parked in front of a house when she was about to drive away. The cat pounced into her car and attacked her. Do I have more cat attackings? Oh, there we go.
There it is.
Woman jumped out of the car to escape the cat, forgetting that she'd already put the car in reverse.
Oh.
And then the car rolled over her and struck a parked car.
Then the cat jumped in and drove away.
The cat was like, later, I've always wanted a Ford Focus, idiot. Peace out. My name's Sprinkles. So this is why I don't have cats. Dogs would never do that. No dog would ever. Okay, they do sometimes. There's another car wreck. A driver that was apparently distracted by her cat touched off three wrecks sometime around 2 a.m. in whatever town this is, because I haven't read that far. Where's Decatur?
Illinois.
There you go.
Yep.
First wreck occurred as a driver was traveling north on State Highway 287 near FM 407. You know where that's at. They hit the center guardrail, regained control, came to a stop on the shoulder.
Jeez.
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
How do you feel about people bringing pets in their car?
Same as when they're not, at least with children, you're strapped in.
Yeah.
With pets, they're just running around, just willy-nilly, just wandering.
What do you need unless you're going somewhere and didn't want to leave your pet behind or you're headed to the vet, I see no reason for your animal, dogs or cats.
You're saying that they need them for comfort?
I can't tell you how many times, and I know we're doing cat stories. I've been driving down the road and it looks 50-year-old obese white man is sitting there with the little Paris Hilton Chihuahua sitting in his lap, just with its face pressed up against the glass. I'm like, what do you need that for?
Right. I know a lot of ladies that love to drive around.
Why?
Exactly.
It's a distraction.
Yeah.
You have an animal in your lap and the animal doesn't understand what's happening.
That's very true.
And if you're going to do it with any animal, do it with a dog, not with a cat who they already don't like you.
Exactly.
So this cat causes the first wreck at the center guardrail. They checked the driver. She said the cat got away after the initial crash. An 18-wheeler traveling north on the road jackknifed and crossed. Oh, because of the guardrail was in the way.
Oh, and so this truck jackknifed.
Yes. And then the truck driver got hurt. Neither was the cat. Oh, no, wait, nobody. Doesn't matter. The cat caused three wrecks.
All of these by cat.
Yeah. Wreck by cat. Then there's the other thing from your cat catastrophe stories. And this, my wife used to have cats. Cats like to bring you trophies.
Oh, they like to kill stuff and bring them. Yeah.
Cat killed a lizard in the middle of the night, gently placed it on their face.
Oh, like walk right. Okay. Wow. I thought they placed it at your feet and go, hey.
They're they're bringing you an offering. But if they want to wake you up, they'll put it on your face.
On your dead.
Yeah. Or here was the thing. My wife said her cat would bring mice, whatever they could find outside. And sometimes they'd bring a snake. Well, snakes aren't stupid. And sometimes snakes pretend they go limp until they get let down.
Dang.
So the cat will bring it in, set it down. The snake's like, cool, I'm free.
Oh, my God.
And now you've got a live snake in your house.
Or on your face.
Yes.
That's not.
I mean, snake on the face can be fun.
Snake on the face.
Snake on the face. Here's my favorite one. A cat snuck onto a Pakistan International Airlines flight. So the pilot may or may not have overreacted, jumps on his radio and says, danger on board.
Okay. Can you be more specific?
Nope, I can't! Danger on... There was 30 passengers on board. They had to, like... The security forces surrounded the IPA or the PIA airline.
There was like forces ready to take the cat.
Cat fled from the cockpit into the cabin when staff tried to catch it.
It's in the cockpit now.
After several attempts, it was finally caught and taken off the plane.
Yeah, cat.
I don't know if the Pakistani pilot understands what screaming danger on board into the radio, into the tower does ever since, I don't know, I can pick a day in September of 2001 where screaming danger on board tends to scramble SWAT.
There is that.
Oh, sorry, I just meant cat. Did I say? What did I say? I can't remember what I said.
Roll everybody.
Did I say danger on board? I meant sprinkles on board. Oh, the cat's name was danger. My bad. So if you've had a story involving a cat screwing something massive up, we call them catastrophes. See what we did there? We put the cat with the...
We're clever.
Catastrophe stories. We want to hear yours. Daniel?
Yay.
Oh, boy. Catastrophe.
So I go over to a girl's house one time, and she has a cat. And we eventually go to the bedroom and to have relations, and the cat decided to make my daddy parts his play toy.
No! No, for real?
Yes. For real, luckily the cat was declawed. However, I didn't stop, so we kept going with it, and the cat decided to start swatting them, the lower daddy part.
Yep.
And
yep.
That was not at all pleasant.
So okay, right here, trying to
Is there like cats usually wanna like? I guess the only way I can ask this is your junk carpeted? Because
like a scratching post?
Yes, like a scratching post. Does it have layers and places to climb?
It does not.
Oh.
They were just dangling there apparently, and he decided
just like bad
in the
back.
And toys.
I think I would have stopped a lot sooner, Daniel.
I know.
I think at cat initial contact.
That would have been a little
Have you ever had a cat need you?
No.
Oh, well, that's kind of not so bad. But I don't know if this means I've had a threesome with the cat, though.
You've had a threesome with the cat. Okay. Thank you for the call, Daniel. He got threesome in.
He did.
Yay. Heather.
Yay.
In case you guys don't know, Daniel calls on multiple subjects, especially if we happen to be doing other people's problems. And he believes in his heart that threesome is always the answer.
Every time.
To everything. So that's why he got that in there. Anyway, Heather, catastrophe.
Catastrophe. When I was a kid, I was standing there watching my neighbors clean out their gutters, and out of nowhere, some cat comes up, and next thing I know, I have this pain shooting up my arm, and I look, and the cat had clawed me, and its claw got stuck in my hand, and it kept trying to like wiggle its arm and try to get its claw out of me, but it couldn't. And when we finally got it out, the cat had done its damage, and ended up giving me cat scratch fever.
Okay.
Oh, because that is real.
I thought Cat Scratch was just a terrible 70s song. So what is it? Like only cats have like the germs on their claws or something?
Yeah, it's just germs and stuff from like kitty litter or going potty or whatever. It gets under their nails, and that's what it was.
There is one of the ladies that I'm seeing because of her child. She has to get that special breed of cat where their saliva doesn't do what other normal cats do, and their claws don't do what exactly.
So it's a hypoallergenic cat.
Yes, that.
That's weird. Cats are evil.
Did you have a scar?
I do. I have a gnarly scar on my hand.
Oh, Heather, you're hideous.
Oh, my God. This cat is why I can't be a hand model. Thank you for the call, Heather. That's weird. Aaron.
Yai.
Catastrophes.
So in New Jersey, where I grew up, my dad had a Camaro, and he was a car guy.
Oh.
And a cat always found its way either through the T-tops or the windows, and he would take a poop in the car.
Oh. The cat thought his car was his litter box.
Yeah, it literally was. And it made no sense, and we did not know how the cat got in, but my dad had to sell the car because the smell was just so bad.
Oh, my God, because of this damn cat.
And it just kept coming back.
Was it like his dream car? Was it his like souped up 68 Camaro? It was like, I've been waiting for this car since I was a kid.
Z28.
Yeah.
It was a Z28, I believe. But yeah, Oh, too funny.
Stupid cat.
Yeah, but now this guy buys it off of Craigslist and can't understand why a neighbor's cat keeps coming over and pooping in it. Gross.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.